today's minhag, I want to talk about the minhag of saying Baruch Shepotrani Me'ayin Shoyshel Zeh. Person as a bar mitzvah boy, everyone knows, everyone's been to a bar mitzvah, your own children, and they've all witnessed probably their grandchildren. Baruch Shepotrani Me'ayin Shoyshel Zeh. When a child becomes bar mitzvah, then there is a minhag that the father, after the child finishes his aliyah, he makes the second bracha. The father says, Baruch Shepotrani, blessed is he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has freed me from this punishment.
It's only starting now.
Oh, the expenses first begin. College tuition and high school and... that's what the make the bracha, Baruch Shep, from this punishment. Now, what's this punishment? So what does it mean? So simply it means the punishment is that until a child is bar mitzvah, but the child sins, does averos, the one who receives the divine retribution is the father. We don't know what this means. No one can really explain what this means. The child is not even obligated in mitzvahs. So what punishment is there to begin with? And if there is punishment, why should the father get it? Okay, these are metaphysical concepts which we have no understanding, but there is such a thing. Where does this minhag come from? And the reason why this minhag is a fascinating minhag, because it really, this minhag touches upon the core of your question yesterday: what is a minhag and what is halach? Why? What do I mean with this? This custom of saying Baruch Shepatrani Me'ayin Shoyshel Zeh, father says on his child after he finishes the first time he's called to the Torah, does not appear anywhere in the Talmud, not in Bavli, not in the Yerushalmi, zero, zilch, zippo. Where does it come from? It's a Medrash. I'll read you the words of the Medrash. It's
Bereshis. Where first appear?
What?
Where do we first see it?
We only see it. Generally speaking, 99.9% of everything you find in Shulchan Aruch, everything that we do in Halacha, that is called Halacha. Halacha, we tell you, there's a very fine line to Halacha and Minhag. Everything in Halacha is in the Gemara. You'll find it in the Talmud.
But you said it's not in the Gemara.
Oh, so exactly.
Where do we first see?
In the Medrash. That's what I just said. In the Medrash. Bereshis Rabbah, Parashah Samach Gimel. It says in the Medrash, in Bereshis Rabbah, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Tzorach Adam Le'itabel Bibno, a person has an obligation to busy himself with his child, Ad Yud Gimel Shana, Mikan Ve'elich, Tzorach Sheyoymar Baruch Shepotrani Me'ayin Shoyshel Zeh. So here comes the issue. I once heard a very, very big Talmud Chacham give a shiur about tchelis. Everyone today is running around with tchelis. Not everyone. A lot of people today run around with tchelis. Do you have tchelis? I don't mean to say anything bad about you. You have tchelis, Baruch? Baruch, you wearing tchelis? I think you have tchelis, right?
I prefer to...
What? Okay, there are people who have tchelis.
No one will steal
it from you. No, I'm sorry. I think about someone else who comes over here. Okay, people have tchelis. So it's very popular. It's very nice. No complaints. But we have not had tchelis for a very long time, for 1,000, 2,000 years. I don't know exact numbers how long tchelis has been missing. All of a sudden, we became very smart in this generation. We've discovered the tchelis, the murks. There have been the Herzog and the Ritzina, and now we have this other things in the middle, and now we know what it is for sure. It's called the murks, the certain type of fish. I once went to a demonstration. I was blown away. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was amazing. And they have it by the OU, they have good convention. They have the demonstration. It's all over the place. Today already, it's part of life. So it's not no big novelty to talk. Chelis, buying the store is expensive. I think it was like $70. Different. It's expensive. I once saw every time I give a shit chelis, and he says he basically ripped to shreds. He ripped to shreds all of the sources. And first he started with, let's go through everything we know about chelis and halacha. He says a lot of things appear in the Medrash. And the tchelis appears in the Gemara, I think he counted 10 times. So he said, anything that's in the Medrash, that's how we start. Anything in the Medrash is not relevant. He completely dismissed. That's how we start. Because halacha is defined by the Talmud. Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. We don't use Midrashim for halacha. So any reference you are going to show me about the tchelis in the Medrash, we're not even going to discuss. Let's just put that, just wipe that away. Let's talk about the 8 or 10 times discussed Tchilas in the Talmud, and let's go through each one at a time and discuss it. And I'll show you that according to 99% of the Rishonim, the Murex cannot possibly be what the Tchilas is. So his introduction to me was a very Kiddush. I never heard this idea before. Is that halacha is only defined by Talmud, Bavli, and Yerushalmi? You don't use midrashim to the sources for halacha. This idea of Baruch Shepatranim Yoyin Tashal Zed does not appear anywhere in Talmud Bavli. It appears in a medrash. In a medrash. And yet, this medrash, it is accepted. It's accept, and that's why it's called the minhag. We accept it. And a father, indeed, when his son is bar mitzvah, he says, Baruch Shepatranim Yoyin Tashal Zed. Now, what is the very big issue? It's very short. It's only 5 minutes on a minute. Is what is the very big issue? Do you make a bracha b'shem u'malchus? Do you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? So the truth is, it's a very big discussion. The minigra is you do make a bracha. In fact, Chaim Berlin, they every time there's bar mitzvah, they would make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Baruch Shepatrani Yoyin Tashal Zed, as it says, Baruch Shiyoyimah. What do you mean Yoyimah? When the Medrash, you say. Now the Medrash does not say the words Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, but it's assumed that you say Hashem Elokeinu, because if you don't say the Shem Malchus, it's some of the first say it's like just hevel. It's just hot air. If you're not going to say Hashem's name with the word Melech, it's insignificant. And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Megala Amukah, is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Balatanya, and the Maharil, Mi Golan Min Maharil, he's the father of all Minhagim. They all say you should make this with Shem Umalchus. You should say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Shepatrani Me'ayin Shoshal Zeh. Who's the one that says you do not do so? The Rama. The Rama, what? The Ramah. The Ramah in the Tshuvas and Dark Emotion of Isolus, he says you just say the words Baruch Shepatrani Me'ayin Shoshal Zeh. You don't say the Shem Hashem, because I am assuming it's not a halacha. It's not Talmud Bavli. You don't take a halacha. It's a minhag. Who gave you the right to say Hashem's name on a minhag? Yeah.
You're looking at the word is Sheftorani.
Sheftorani?
Not Shepatrani. Everybody says Shepatrani.
Yeah. Sheftorani. I don't know that.
Sheftorani.
Okay, I don't know that. Okay, interesting. I didn't know that.
What was the first sentence?
No, Sheftorani.
The first sentence.
The first sentence is Omar Rabbi Elazar Tzorich Adam Lihi Tofel. To busy. Bibino. Ad. Yud Gimel Shana.
That means to raise him?
What, yeah.
So then you're not being cut there from the Averis.
Okay, I don't know.
The burden of raising.
You're right. Maybe you're right. Could be you're right. I don't. Baruch Shepet. Here it's a Shepetarani. Okay, different Sidurim. Could be. Here it is. Shepetarani. Shwana with a dot in the page. Shepetarani.
Shepetarani.
Okay. So this is. I hear. Maybe you have to. I don't know. It also bothered me where I saw all this and didn't discuss that point. But okay, we're running out of time. But the point I want to make over here is that the Ramos is not. What is interesting, according to the Sefer, the name of the Sefer is called Oitza Machmadim. These Minhagim, I'm telling you now, there are a lot of Sefer that have been hogging. Right now, I'm focusing on one Sefer, Oitza Machmadim. He says categorically, he says as a statement, even though the Aruch HaShulchan, he has a long, long list, he says, the Minhag Olam is, you don't make a Shem Amal. Unless you're a Minagra in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael is Minagra. There you have to follow the Minhag. He's the one, his Talmidim are the ones who established Minhag Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael. And a lot of today, it's a global village, so a lot of the Minhag of Yishpan have somehow found their way into Flatbush. But until the recent times, until those times, the Olam did not follow the Gra, does not mean a Gra. And Mimela, I mean, growing up as Bar Mitzvah boy, I remember it, and you never heard the Shem of Malchus. No. Baruch, even the Chaim Berlin, you don't say a Shem Hashem. It was a Chiddush, Chaim Berlin, down in the basement. Oh, there they said the Shem Malchus. Because there they follow Minhag for whatever reason. But generally, even though the vast majority of the poskim say you should make the Shem Malchus, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Maril, and we're dealing over here with the Aleph Beis, and they all say make a bracha. He says, people don't say Hashem's name. Baruch Shepatrani Me'Oin Shal Zeh. And just, I want to bring out the reason why this is so fascinating is because this touches on the core of what is a minhag. It's not in the Talmud Bavli Yerushalmi, it's in the Medrash. How far do we take a Medrash? La Halacha, Adik Kach to say Hashem's name. The minhag ha'olam is not to say Hashem's name. Other just sort of small, very small issues about it is, let's say a person has twins. Do you say it twice or once? What do you do if you have twins? So this is a big machlokes. There are some say that you should say, let's say you make a brach. Let's say you minhag is to make a brach. So some say, you don't make a brach, so you can say it twice. Big daf ish aliyah. But let's say you have twins, so there's a machlokes. So do you, but do you say it twice? Is these actually have to say
individual?
So how far does it go? That's all part of this idea. A minhag. How far do you go with the minhag? How far have they have to make a brach twice? It's a machlokes. Some say you should make it twice, some say you will make it once. I see another minhagim is that you're supposed to hold the child. When you make the brach, not just stand. You make the sitting in the audience. You have to hold on to him when you say these words. Like Morar Zeh. Who do you point out when you say Morar Zeh? When you say, should you have to hold on to the child? And twins? Okay, so that is our different nuschos. Some say Baruch Rachmana. They make a pshat. They don't say Hashem's name, but they say it a little more elaborate. Baruch Rachmana Malka Da'ara Shepatrani Me'Oyin Shashol Zeh. So you're not saying Hashem Hashem Mamish, but you're saying words which are back. Very good. Back door to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Rachmana Malka Da'ara Shepatrani Me'Oyin Shashol Zeh. There are other nuschos. Others say another one of the Baruch Hamokom. Another interesting, another nusach. I saw Baruch Hamokom Shehitzilani, who has saved me. Only I want to say is, what's the pshat? Why Taka don't? I just the hashara. Why is people would give? There are people out there that would give up everything they have to have a child. They would give up the whole world if they have the schus. They want to have a child. They can't. They can't have a child. They give everything. So you go and you have a child and you're publicly saying, thank God I got rid of him. Also, what is this Shepatrani? The Oyncha Shalzeh. What kind of Oyncha? It's an Oynish. It's a metaphysical thing. We don't really relate to the Halach is very straightforward. These times to make a bracha on these mystical things is very difficult for the mind to grasp. And perhaps that contributes to the minhag ha'olam, not to follow all of the poskim, and to follow the Ramah that says you don't say a b'shem malchus. Don't be so happy and so excited to say this. You don't even know what you're really saying. And this is our minhag for today. Okay.